Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What True Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Laura. Welcome to What True Next podcast.
Hi there.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live in Idaho. I am married. I have two cats, no kids, but two cats. And I write historical romance novels. I don't know what else to say.
This is great. So tell us what led you to start writing historical romance novels. Like, what was the, like, were you a fan of history or Regency or like Pride and Prejudice? What was the scene?
Oh, yeah. I've always been a fan of history and I've always been a fan of romance. And it just seemed like a perfect combination for me. Mm-hmm. So when I decided to start writing, I got an idea and I was like, oh, this is a historical romance. Okay. And I just started writing. It wasn't a conscious decision, but it just seemed to be a natural fit.
Yeah. And so what's a favorite time period for you to write?
I write in the 1890s. I love anything late Victorian. I love Edwardian. I can't tell you the number of times I've rewatched Downton Abbey. that's my favorite. I like Regency too, but late Victorian's my favorite.
Yeah, I like that too. I think it's like it's an interesting time period because there's innovations that happen during that time period that we take for granted now that we're like, that was like brand new information, you know?
Exactly. Well, and I like it too because there's a lot of potential for stories in late Victorian because there was a real clash between cultures, really. I mean, they're really modern meets up with traditional and a lot of conflicts coming out of that. Women were starting to actually work in ways they had never done before. Women were becoming secretaries and not as much before the World War I, but somewhat. And women's rights, I mean, there was starting to be a lot of issues with women's rights and suffragist movements and things like that. So there's a lot of potential conflicts, particularly in romance. You've got a ton of that. Plus you had changes in the aristocracy because the aristocracy was going broke by this point. And, you know, land rents weren't all that. And, you know, earls weren't necessarily wealthy and they were having to cope with changing times and these modern ideas and things. And so there's a lot of potential for stories that I didn't see that kind of potential for myself in Regency, which is one of the things that drew me to the Victorian age. I love the innovation. I love the inventions. I love all the modern, the movement of society was much faster mm-hmm. at this point than it had been. And so I really love it from that standpoint.
Oh, it's so exciting. So we got to talk about Bookshop Cinderella. So what is the elevator pitch?
Well, it starts out with a bet. The heroine owns a bookshop and she's at a point in her life where she wants a change, but she just doesn't know what it is. And we all get stuck in a rut and we think, you know, I'm living my dream, but why am I not happier kind of thing? Mm-hmm. And my heroine loves her little bookshop, but it's a very small place. And it's very, she doesn't sell like exciting, you know, new fiction. She sells, you know, books on Latin and things like that. I mean, she sells rare books and things like that. So it's not the most exciting job in the world for her, even though she loved it. She's just feeling stale. And then the hero comes along and sees in her the potential to do something different and be something more. And she's like, get out of here. And then I won't say what happens, but a disaster happens to her shop and she has to change course a little bit. And so she cooperates with this bet. The hero's bet is friends, basically, that he can turn her into, you know, a diamond of the season. And she's like, get out of here. And I don't need to be turned into a diamond of the season. I'm not interested. And then when disaster strikes, of course, she's like, well, you know, maybe about that. can we try this again? So she participates in this bet. And I won't say what happens, but as she progresses through the story, her awareness of a wider world becomes really important. And yet she's not sure she has the courage to take advantage of that. She wants to, you know, you want to try something new, but you're afraid, right? And so that's really where her crisis comes in the story is, do I have the courage to do something completely new and different and be more daring? And she's a shy person. So for her, this is a big step. Mm-hmm. And her growth as a person really depends on how she makes that decision and what she does.
Yeah. So it's Cinderella meets Griselda, you know.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That kind of sums it up. I mean, I did not make that up myself. I saw that from a reviewer and I was like, you know what? That's a perfect description. It's Cinderella meets She's All That.
Yeah.
And that sums it up. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's perfect for that reader who is nostalgic of that rom-com and like, okay, let's set up a historical romance, you know, let's think about it in the more rigid rules and how we can live in that society.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So I love this. What kind of books do you tend to read?
You know, I used to read a lot more historical romance than I do now. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of moving into reading a lot of historical fiction. I'm really loving the historical fiction. I mean, it's broad. The market is broader now. So like, I've been around a long time. I've been at this a long time. I mean, I sold my first book in 1992. So I've been around a while. And I have seen the growth of the historical fiction market. Historical romance has pretty much stayed pretty much the same, mm-hmm. in terms of interest and growth. And it's always been there, but I've seen historical fiction become much more popular, and a lot more historical fiction is being published than ever before. And of course, you know, with ebooks and Amazon, we all have access to books that we might never have known about years ago. You know, you've got to love those algorithms popping up titles in your feed. And so we're seeing a lot more historical fiction now, and I really have started to gravitate toward that. That's what I'm really reading right now.
So favorite historical fiction time period, is it still Victorian or is it somewhere else, like completely outside of the, you know, Western sensibilities?
You know, if I had to pick, I joke with my husband sometimes about, you know, where would you go and what would you be if you could go back in time and pick a time and place to be alive? And provided I had money, I would love to have been, you know, in my 20s, in the 1920s. I think that would have been after the war. I think that would have been if you had money, that would have been a fun time to be alive. Mm-hmm. I read a lot in the Edwardian and the post-World War I, that whole era, that first 20 years of the 20th century is really fascinating to me. And I've been reading a lot in that era. I think I told you my little questionnaire thing that, you know, one of the best books I've ever read, like ever, is A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles. And that book absolutely blew me away. I mean, not only because the writing is so spectacular and he's so talented, but because the story itself takes place in, it all takes place in a hotel, every bit of it, the whole, he never leaves. Right. And you're like, how can this be interesting when he never goes anywhere? And it's absolutely fascinating. It's one of the best books I've ever read. But that time period when that was happening is one that is just fascinating to me. So that's a book I always recommend to anyone who wants a good book.
Yeah, That's a good book to recommend. And I feel like there's so much to be said about like the 1920s. And sometimes like it's a reflection of like where we are now, 100 years later. We went through a pandemic. There's stuff like little seedlings of things are happening, similar vibes. So it's like history repeats itself. And it's funny,
very much so, yeah.
Funny to go back to it and be like, holy crap, this is not brand new. Like what we're experiencing right now is not brand new, you know.
It's a little bit, I mean, we all like to think that we're going through things that no one else has ever experienced before. But the truth of the matter is nothing that has been happening to us, COVID and all that, none of that is new. My grandmother would be like, yeah, so what? I went through the Spanish flu. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. And so we get a lesson in almost like a lesson in humility, right? Where it's like, okay, wait, you think you're suffering more than anyone else has ever suffered, but no, that's not the case. So welcome to life.
Yeah. Welcome to life. Yeah, that is for sure. Do you have any other books to recommend, or is A Gentleman Moscow the one that you're like, everyone must read this?
I have tons of books I can recommend in historical fiction that I've been reading lately. Anything by Kate Quinn. Oh my God, that woman is a fabulous writer. I love her stuff. The Huntress was my favorite of hers. I just riveted to my seat. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And you know what's happening, right? You know who she is. You know who the characters are. You know what's going on. There's no mystery to it. And yet you're on the edge of your seat going, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Oh no. You know? And so I love The Huntress. I love anything by Kate Quinn, but that one especially. Another book that I read a while ago that really impressed me, and I had no expectations. You know, sometimes you're just going through Amazon, you're like, well, that sounds kind of cool. Oh, what the heck, you know, and you order it. I had never heard of this author. I had never seen anything by this person, but the author's name is Jess Walter, and the book is called Beautiful Ruins. Mm-hmm. And it's a book I had no expectations going in. And from the very first page, I was like, wow, this is so good. And I can't even explain to you what it's about other than to say that it's set in the early 1960s. Mm-hmm. And part of it takes place in Italy. She's a film star. And that's really all I can tell you. It's one of those books. It's really hard to like describe it in a nutshell, you know, but it's just so good. So good. Let me think, what else have I read lately that, my friend, Julianne McLean, I'm always open to pitching a friend if she's written a good book. My friend, Julianne McLean, wrote a book a while ago called A Fire Sparkling, World War II, super, super good. Really, really good. Now I'm going blank. What else? Does that give you some?
That is amazing. Yeah, you gave us like enough to give a taste. You gave us some good historical fiction for us to tide us over, you know.
Good. Yeah.
So Laura, tell us where you can find you online.
I have a website. It's lauraleegerke.com. And www.lauraleegerke.com. And you can find me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook and I'm also on Twitter, but I don't really go much to Twitter anymore. I don't really find it all that. I think it's kind of a time suck. Mm-hmm. I always end up getting into Twitter and then 2 hours has gone by and I'm like, really? And so I don't go to Twitter too much anymore. But and Facebook too, I pop in and pop out. But I'm not there as much. You will always be able to get through to me though through my website or people can subscribe to my newsletter. I have great contests. I do book giveaways a lot, and I do contests on my website. And so you can always find out what's going on with me. I have a newsletter, but it's spam free and all that. But if you want to subscribe, that's a great way to keep in touch with me and find out what's going on. But I am on Instagram. And I love Instagram. Instagram's my favorite.
I love this. Thank you, Laura, for being on the show.
Thanks so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening, and happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.